great thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Very good, very good. We've got three nice pieces of vinyl in the studio today.
Yes, we got what we have is three reissues, and they're thematically linked only in that they were all done by non-professional musicians at the
cool.
time.
Cool, that sounds cool.
That's the thematic link, but that's pretty much the only link between them.
Okay. Which one do you want us to start with?
Do you feel like, I feel like we should tell the listeners that these are sort of a surprise for Rachel and I. Normally we have a heads up on what tracks Troy selects, but this week
you've assured us that we'll like them. You've assured us that we'll like them.
No, I think you'll find the word I used was love. I think you will love them.
We will love them. Yeah. All right, okay. big calls from Troy this morning.
That's your hypothesis. Shall we test it?
Let's start with this. Now, in 1982, a lady called Rupa from...
Let's put it back to the beginning. Let's do that.
A lady called Rupa from India, who had wanted to be a singer, was on holiday with her family in Canada. And her brother in Canada, in Calgary, was friends with the sons of Ali Akbar Khan. And so they organised...
Oh, this is cool.
They organised a recording session for her over a week, and they made this album, which is entitled Disco Jazz.
Sarah's excited. I think she came in, I didn't quite hear, but I think she said this album rules.
Yeah.
So this is a reissue.
This is very cool.
So, Oja Baricha, which in Bengali is fun.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's good. I actually
wonder if I've... Is this on a compilation or something too?
No.
It's in the rotates, that's why. Moja Bari Moja. So that's what we're listening to right now.
Indeed. Now, the record was put out in India and promptly disappeared.
It was taken away, do you think?
No, just didn't sell.
Oh, okay.
And but over the years, people became interested in it. And a couple of years ago, a German label put out an unauthorized release.
Right.
Oh.
So which, just a sneaky one.
Yeah, but this one...
Did they
one,
get any money from it? That's the question.
Not then, but now.
Good.
Now Numero Group have done it. They've done it, a fully authorised one, so Rupa will get some money finally.
That's good. That's pretty stink. That's very stink of that label to...
But then if it...
Snake it out.
It is stink. But was that what made it...
No, I don't think so. No, okay. I actually think it was like illegal rips on YouTube or whatever that got people interested. Listen to this dude here. This is Don Pope on guitar. He was in the Third Eye Band,
A
fusion group with the Khan brothers.
I think it needs to be pointed out that everybody looks stoked on this album. Rupa on the front is gorgeous, and she has a very lovely grin. And then literally everybody on the back is smiling like a maniac. This is a very happy, cheerful album.
No, I don't think Jeff is.
Okay, maybe not Jeff, but everybody else is. Don Pope, who you were just mentioning, is definitely having a big cheese. She's got a kind of Kate Bush dress going on here.
Well,
kind of a red thing.
It says in an interview with her, either an interview The Guardian did or in The Liners, I can't remember.
Right.
That she'd only ever wore saris and traditional dress all her life, but for the album cover, she went out in Canada and bought a dress, but had to buy it from the children's section.
Because she was really small.
Yes.
Bless.
And had her hair cut, and still rocks the same haircut today.
It's a great haircut.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Oh, listen there.
Wow. Is that a sitar? What is that?
It is, yeah. And you can hear tabla in the background.
So this is the Numero company. Numero Group.
Out of Chicago. And that's not the last we're going to hear of them this morning.
Ooh.
So disco jazz, they put on the sticker that it's hardly disco and not really jazz. That's kind of true. Now, side two of this record is one long piece.
Oh, really?
It's amazing.
So
it's
that's
really
the,
great.
Is that the jazz side or the disco side?
It's neither. But if you listen to this, you think this kind of sounds a little bit like Deerhoof. It sounds a little bit like Yoko's Walking on Thin Ice.
Yep.
It sounds...
The liner notes are nice in this. There's some good photos.
Yep. If you go to Rupa's official Instagram page, you'll see photos of her now holding up the record and cassette.
Oh, I'm going to have to immediately go and follow
Sounds
her.
Sounds very cute. So is this out today?
It's out now. It's on the shelf now.
Yep. Awesome.
But, yeah, tremendous record. One of those lost things that was found its audience, you know, 35, 36, 37 years later.
Well, I'm glad that she is getting some money for this now.
Yeah. Listen now. Oh, missed it.
We just missed that. I could hear her sort of like a little spooky a bit.
So fun, great fun.
Fun, great fun. It is great fun. Moja, buddy, moja. So this is Rupa.
You can't not bop to this.
Disco
bop.
Jazz.
Told you'd love it.
Well, you're not bopping.
I have been.
This is very cool. Reminisce of this again.
Rupa, Disco Jazz, the Numero Group official reissue. It's out now on the shelves.
Final. Ooh.
Final only, I think. How about that? Yeah. All right, also on Numero Group. Now, a few years ago, about 10 years ago now, Light in the Attic put out a private press gospel record by Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir. Now, Pastor T.L. Barrett was a young pastor in Chicago.
Okay.
Still alive, still a pastor.
Nice.
But
good on him.
He was also a soul singer.
Good on him.
Soul singer. They put out a record called Like a Ship Without a Sail. A stunning, stunning record. Love it. I'm not a religious man.
But that music might get you there.
Okay, now Numero Group have now put out a record which was kind of a follow-up to that. This is called Don't Pass Me By, Volume 2. Hit it. So Pastor T.L. Barrett and his 40-piece youth choir.
40-piece youth
That's
choir.
Crazy.
Yeah, but it's going to sound different than you think. Here we go.
Oh, wow.
So, sorry, which track is this one?
I Could Wear a Crown.
I Could Wear a Crown.
You see, this is not what I was expecting when you said a 40-piece gospel choir.
Wait for it. Here we go. I could wear a crown. I could
wear a crown. Oh, this is cool. I like this a lot.
Oh, yeah.
What a voice. I like that it's the Youth for Christ Choir sings! Exclamation mark.
Yeah. Now, they were like an after-school program that the pastor ran in Chicago. Members of his congregation also included guys like Phil Upchurch, who played in the Rotary Connection, and Morris White from Earth, Wind and Fire and stuff.
Now,
they assisted on the first record. No idea who did on this one.
There's no information about that?
No.
Wow. Kind of hear the influence of those musicians, though, even if they're not on this. You can imagine the influence of them, at least, in the sound of it. Who knows, maybe they are on this.
Maybe. But Pastor Barrett, boy!
This is the cutest on the back. Dear friends, after listening to this album, you will be glad that you did not pass it by! Exclamation mark. Love and peace, YAC et al.
Yeah! So this was a private press record that he basically sold at the church. He did a few records like this and just sold them at the church. And it got to be Are you panicking now, Rachel?
Not panicking now. I'm just asking you to pass me over the third record so I can queue it up. I'm not panicking at all, Troy. I'm enjoying the music.
I told you you were going to love it, didn't I?
I also kind of love a slightly mysterious record, one where there is not much info about who's on it. You can kind of imagine what you'd like on there, I guess.
Now, I'm sure that if you researched Pastor T.L. Barrett, you saw he got in some sort of trouble in the 1980s with a pyramid scheme and that. And a lot of people, when like a ship came out, decided that was a stick to beat him with. But, however, he did repay everybody that he owed money to by the late 90s. And I don't think he did it on purpose. Either way.
Yeah, you'd think not if he repaid everyone.
Yeah. But this record, to me, is... I say it's almost up there with Like a Ship. And if you haven't heard Like a Ship, you should listen to that as well as this new one, I think. Tess, I'm talking to you.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to listen to that. This is really great.
I like the names of some of the songs on this.
Tell us what's on here.
Let me read that for you. Jesus is all the world to me. I want to be in love with you. Jesus, lover of my soul. Oh, sinner. There's a theme going on here, but we're not surprised. I shall wear a crown, which we were just listening to. And then on side two, Do Not Pass Me By, which is, we're glad that we did not pass by this record, as they've reminded us up the top. Here I am, there is only one. Oh, what a day, and no, not one. This is cool. I really like this.
It's amazing. Now, the volume one of this record is the one that Kanye sampled on The Life of Pablo.
Oh. Okay, I was wondering. I thought his voice sounded a little bit familiar.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Now, the next record came out in 1979. Now, this was a group who were like, they were friends with the Gang of Four, and the Gang of Four encouraged them, borrow our instruments, use our instruments, be our support band. And to the Gang of Four's horror, on this group's second ever gig, which was a shambles, they got signed by Fast Records. Fast Records. Fast forward about 18 months later, they got signed by Virgin.
Wow.
And put into a fancy studio. The band, of course, is the Mekons. This is the first lineup of the Mekons. And their first record was called The Quality of Mercy Is Not Strenin.
Like it's not the cover.
Strenin.
It's a monkey on a typewriter.
Monkey on a typewriter.
I love Mekons, but I'm not familiar with this record so much, so I'm excited about this.
The record is made using the Gang of Four's equipment.
I was going to say, this is a bit of a...
And as a smart ass on the back, there's a picture of the Gang of Four instead of the Mekons.
That's great.
So they still, were they friendly or not so friendly after that? Okay, there we go.
So what track is this?
Trevera Trousers.
NHS. Drink, facts, fun at night, dirty books and full patina. Yeah, there is a little photo of Gang of Four.
Yeah.
And a bunch of monkeys with typewriters.
Now, you know what that's about, don't you?
No, what's the monkey about, Troy?
It's a philosophical idea. You get a monkey with a typewriter, give it an infinite amount of time, and it will type out a sonnet of Shakespeare. The title of the record, The Quality of Mercy Is Not Strenin. So he almost got it.
Nearly there.
From The Merchant of Venice.
Got ya. Now, so this is the first time it's been available on vinyl since 1979, the first
1980,
release. 1980, okay.
I remember this came out in New Zealand, and as a young person, a very young person, I bought this record and I loved it, particularly Side One.
So Side One has got Like Spoons No More,
yep.
Join Us in the Countryside, Roseanne, Trevera Trousers, which we're listening to now. Trevera Trousers. After Six, What Are We Going to Do Tonight? And then Side Two has got What? Watch the Film, Beetroot, I Saw You Dance, Lonely and Wet, Dan Dare, Recorded at the Manor, produced by Bob Last. I'm now just actually reading the liner notes. Engineered by Richard Manwaring, Sleeve by the Mekons, and Cook Ray. And the cover photography is by Brian Cook.
And in case you're wondering, yes, the monkey hired by Virgin that's coming with the typewriter did crap all over the photographic studio.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
That's what happens
that
when you get
an interview.
Oh,
that's what you get, though, when you sign to a big fancy label. You can get your own monkey.
That's right.
Gang of Four didn't have that. They didn't have a monkey.
No.
What a messy shoot.
So is this one out already, or is this coming?
This is out.
This is out.
Superior Viaduct have done this reissue of it. I think on this record, on this song, Roz Allen from Delta 5 plays bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The only members of the Mekons that are still in the Mekons are John Langford and Tom Greenhall. But a couple of years ago, they regrouped as Mekon 77 and did a tour and a new album. What do you think?
I really like it. I really like it. So this is the OG lineup.
Yeah. And it's nothing like the sort of Americana folk band that we know, we've known the Mekons as since about 1984.
Yeah.
And no, they couldn't really play. That's why it's so good. They're using their limitations to create something interesting.
That's the thing that I really like about all of these records that you've brought us this morning. As you were saying, that's the link between them. None of them were really proper musicians, in quote marks, whatever that means.
Well, it wasn't their main thing.
But, you know, amazing music gets produced by people. Nice. Very cool, very cool. That was Mekons. I was just going to say, amazing music gets produced by people who don't know what they're doing, because if you don't know what you shouldn't be doing, why would you, you know, worry about those limitations? Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
It doesn't always work, but quite often it does. The only thing I've got to say about this reissue is, in my mind, the cover was much more purple than this.
You can remember more purple on it, can you?
Yeah, I don't still have my copy from when I was a kid, unfortunately, but... I had to get this one, yeah.
Hey, remind us of the three records you've brought us this morning, Troy.
Right, that was the first album from the Mekons, The Quality of Mercy Is Not Strenen, now out on Superior Viaduct. Right before that, you heard Pastor T.L. Barrett and the Youth for Christ Choir Sings their album Do Not Pass Me By. Numero Group have got this one out. It is out already. Boy, this is a good one. And I started off with Sarah's all-time favourite singer, Rupa, with Disco Jazz.
Awesome. Well, I enjoyed all of those today, and you might see me in the shop later this week, I reckon.
Which one do you want? All of them.
All of them, but I don't think...
I thought you had your eye on the middle one we did there.
Yeah.
That's what I was...
Maybe I'll have to draw straws. Maybe that's how I'll do it. Thank you very much, Troy. Appreciate
that.
Just
buy them all.
I'll just buy them all.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.